I love having entrepreneurs on the show, especially those entrepreneurs that give back to the law enforcement and first responder communities. You're going to love my next guest, Jeff and Zanna Wolfgang. They have created this amazing program called Honor the Brave. And through real estate, they continue to give back to our brave men and women who protect us every day. You're going to love this show next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I know you got many options, but thank you for choosing the number one criminal justice podcast. Patrick here. If you get a chance, rate and review the show. I sure would appreciate it. Head over to cjevolution.com. You'll see a link to iTunes. Give us that five-star rating. We sure would appreciate it. Big shout out to the brave men and women who serve this great country every day, whether you're in the military or a first responder. Thank you so much for what you do. Keep up the great work. You have much support. Such an honor to be partnered with Detectachem. This amazing and innovative company is protecting our brave men and women who protect us every day by offering mobile threat detection in the palm of their hands. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to this great company. See how they can help your organization. Oh, I need my coffee in the morning like most of you do, and I love my coffee from Four Sigmatic. I love my Lion's Mane coffee, which is a mushroom, the good mushrooms, not the bad mushrooms, and I'm telling you, you're going to love their elixirs, their cocos, all that they have to offer. Head over to the website. You're going to see a link to Four Sigmatic. You will not be disappointed. On to the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Very excited to have Jeff and Zanna Wolfgang on the show. They are the creators of Honor the Brave. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Well, you're both doing so much for first responders and our brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. What got you started?
What got us started is actually the aftermath of Jeff being prematurely retired following an injury in the line of duty, which he'll talk a little bit more about. And my background had been real estate. And so it was just kind of the what was next for us. And we really wanted to stay connected to our public safety family. And we felt military family was, you know, equally worthy of a give back. And so we created a program to assist them with real estate and give back through that process.
And can you talk a little bit about what the great work you're doing with Honor the Brave and what does it entail, Zanna?
Yeah, absolutely. So it began as a small part of our business. At the time, we were still in California. Fast forward, we moved to Montana. And upon that, we started thinking bigger and took it nationwide with the help of amazing partners who share our values. Such as your wife. We're so grateful she's partnered with us recently. And through the process, we really vet our agents to make sure that they share our values and really appreciate the sacrifices that go with the careers that we serve. Mm-hmm. And we give what's equivalent to 10% of the agent commission back as a thank you for their service. And an additional 5% of the agent commission goes to the charity that our clients choose that benefits law enforcement, military, or first responders in some capacity.
That's awesome. And Jeff, thank you for your service, brother. And can you talk a little bit about your time in law enforcement?
Yes, absolutely. So I was in the California Bay Area for a department by the name of Sunnyvale. And so I was on for only 8 years, actually, total. It came to an abrupt halt one night doing a vehicle stop, and the driver happened to be a two-strike felon, gang member, Norteño gang member. The vehicle he's in was stolen, and so, kind of long story short, the stop went sideways in a hurry, and he tried running me over, and I didn't get out of the way in time and was hit on the left side of my body and felt the pain go from my lower back straight to my left toe, but it quick as it came, it went away, and he was around me, and he was saying choice words, and that he was going to kill me, and he ended up hitting my patrol car and going up on the hood of it and coming down on the other side in his vehicle. And so I jumped in my patrol car and took off after him. We ended up in a vehicle pursuit, and it lasted a little bit, and then he crashed into, unfortunately, another vehicle, and then took off on foot. And then the foot chase was on, and I was running on adrenaline at the time and didn't feel anything else, and then caught up to him. And then the site was on, and all my brothers and sisters were there within seconds, and took them into custody. And then I was having difficulty. I couldn't get up off the ground. So what ended up happening was it blew out my lower disc in my lumbar, collapsed my spine on top of all my nerves, and pinched off everything in my left leg.
And please tell me this POS is in prison somewhere.
That's a whole nother story with, honestly, with the things that are rapidly changing in California.
Sure.
And the decision by the decision makers out there to try to release prisoners because of prison population. And so this guy ended up pleading guilty to 7 felonies. He should have been a lifer at that point. And at the time, decided to, there was only one felony that was considered a violent felony. And they dropped what California has, the 3-strike law. They dropped a strike on that if he would plead guilty to everything. And because of that, he served 1.5 years in county jail and was back on the street before my first back surgery came. So
he tried to kill you, and this guy's back on the street. You know, I really do like California. My wife and I were there recently. But I cannot believe what is going on with some of the people out there and some of the decisions, and they're decriminalizing a lot of crimes. I just don't believe it. It's hard to believe.
Yes. I was born and raised in the mountains of California, and went off to college in another state and moved around a little bit and ended up back there. And we've got many, many amazing family and friends out there and so many amazing parts of it. But it's sad for me how things are right now.
And you both know that they have, and I'm not trying to pick on homeless because I think a lot of people need help, but I mean, what is going on there with these, you know, tent cities all over the place and LA, and they got some big challenges ahead, man. And I don't know what your thoughts are on that. I mean, I don't know how they come down on this and get a grip of this, because it's getting out of control. It has been out of control.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And what's really, you know, sad, and I get honestly frustrating for me, is it just puts all these, you know, law enforcement officers and first responders and everything in more harm's way and danger than they've ever been in. You know, obviously there's the times we're in right now as far as the view of law enforcement overall. And then you just add that to it, you know. So it's frustrating, and it's sad for me. But
Zanny, you got your real estate license about the same time Jeff was injured, correct?
I did, yes.
Now, what did you do? Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was just asking you, what did you do before real estate?
You know, before real estate, I was blessed to get to stay home with our kids while they were little. So it was when our youngest went into kindergarten that I decided, okay, it's time for me to do what I had wanted to do it for a long time. And so the timing was right at that point.
Yeah. And do you love real estate?
I do. I love people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the contracts, and I do love homes, but it's the people that drive me. I love just meeting people and being impacted by them, and hopefully impacting them as well through their process.
Yeah, and you know, you both know that my wife is a realtor, and she says the same thing. She loves real estate, but she loves the interaction with people, because, as you both know, the business of business is people. And I know there's a lot of, you know, companies out there that just, you know, and I know this, and I know you guys know it, Zanna, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that sell real estate, but they've taken out the kind of human component. And I don't know. I guess my view is, and I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. I don't care however much technology we have. I don't think we can ever get rid of that human component. You know what I mean?
Oh, I completely agree. In fact, we just spent an hour and a half on hold with the U.S. Postal Service today, pushing buttons, trying to get to a human. And it's just...
Isn't that great? You know, all you want to do is talk to somebody, and it's all automated. And then some of these businesses, you know, you talk to, you know, you're on this automation call, and it's so sensitive that it'll be, sorry, I didn't get that. And then you spend like several minutes trying to get past all the screen. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It really is. And I think there's so much to be said for the human component. And I hope we come circle back around to that at some point. But for right now, we still try to live that way.
Yeah. Now, Jeff, we talked about some of the challenges, brother. I mean, what other challenges? You've been on the front lines. You both talk to first responders. Thanks to all the first responders out there that are listening. And I'm not just talking about law enforcement. I'm talking about fire, EMS. Thank you all for what you do. Talking about law enforcement specifically, Jeff, what do you think? And Zana, chime in. What do you think some of the challenges are for law enforcement in the future? We live in a very, very difficult time right now. But what do you think some of the bigger challenges are going to be in the future?
I think that the disconnect of the actual person behind the uniform. You know, I was on the streets for, like I said, only 8 years, but, you know, driving through a parking lot late at night, you know, by a bar, and you've got 10 people out front, and all 10 of them are, you know, giving you the middle finger and yelling things at you. And the interesting thing is that there's a lot of people, but there's so many people that are pro-law enforcement, and we see that more and more. You know, obviously negative stuff spreads faster than positive stuff, but people behind the uniform, they're people, you know, and I will say I'm very, you know, straightforward that my belief is that 99% of officers out there are just good people trying to make a difference. And like anything in this world, there's that 1% that are kind of troublemakers, you know, if you will. But people don't realize that all the officers, we're trying to get rid of that 1% too. You know, they give us a bad name. And so I just, if people realize that the men and women behind the uniform are just people trying to do, you know, good for them, treating them like they wanted to be treated, it would go a long way.
And that's well said. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Zana.
Oh, I was just going to say from a wife's perspective, well, one, I think it's really important for anyone listening to know, Jeff and I've been together since we were kids, so I got to see him go from the boy he was to the man. I feel like he was meant to be truly finding his calling in law enforcement, so it was devastating to watch that be taken away, not on his terms, because he was, I feel like, amazing at what he did, but I just feel like, as a wife, you just want your husband to come home and see your kids to you at the end of the day, and you want them to do whatever they have to do that. And I always felt Jeff was trained and worked really hard to do things right, to come home safely to us. But I feel like there's a responsibility factor missing in society right now. And I think the way not to get shot is to do what you're told. You know, I don't know. But if my husband had to choose between taking a life to come home to us at the end of the day, I think people miss that part of it. And I just don't think people are taking responsibility where they need to take responsibility in all that's happening in the world right now.
Something that Jeff, you said, you know, really kind of resonated with me, and I agree with everything both of you said. I agree that the majority of people out there support law enforcement, but I say it all the time. I just wish people were more vocal. There are some vocal people out there, but I wish the masses, because I do think the masses support law enforcement. It's a very small minority of these idiots out there that get all this, you know, media play. I just wish the majority of people were more vocal, and they're not. What about, I mean, do you think, I the older I get, and you guys, I want to hear your thoughts. The older I get is I really do believe things happen for a reason. Jeff, as horrible as it was, brother, with that injury, I do believe that there are purposes and there's reasons why you and your wife are at your place right now doing this wonderful work you are for first responders. What do you think about that?
I agree. And I'll be honest, but it took me a year, you know, a couple of years to figure that out.
Of course.
I went through some very dark years. I didn't understand it at the time. And here I went from chasing my dreams and just being out there. The brotherhood and sisterhood is one thing. Just helping people just really did a lot for me. I was passionate. I was okay with putting my life out there if it made a difference in one other person's life. And when I went through my surgeries, I went from, in my mind, being on top of the world to being in a hospital bed in my living room. Van had to even just move my feet for me for a month and a half. I was bedridden other than getting up to go to the bathroom. She had to help me. And then I was on a walker and she had to legitimately take care of me like I was kind of like I was an adult baby, you know, and and help me go to the bathroom and all those things. So I felt like I'd lost everything, but I went through some dark times and put Van and my family through hell. And fast forward to now, everything did happen for a reason. It's the growing through that, the life lessons, and just being in such a different place, I personally have never been happier in my entire life.
And that's awesome.
Our relationship and our marriage and our family and everything, and just chasing our dreams, and our kids also saw that. And we moved to Montana. We picked this as a family as a place to move to, and our kids have seen that and have talked about it at the dinner table, saying that, you know, look at what we've done in such a short amount of time. We picked our dream, we moved here, and then now everything that's happened since is just it's pretty amazing. So, I was meant to serve, and then serving in a different capacity.
Well, you did an honorable job serving, brother. You know that. And you guys, the thing I love about both of you is you're still giving back. You know, you're still giving back to our brave men and women. We talked about how law enforcement, first responders, and military, you know, need that support from people like you out there, and you guys are doing it. What's next for you guys? You have your business, which is huge, and it's growing and growing every day. Is there anything else on the horizon?
I feel like, yes, that it's very open-ended what's possible, and kind of the beauty of this whole journey is helping us just be open to what is possible. And what that looks like, I don't know. I never could have predicted what's unfolded so far. But I know it's growing. I know Jeff and I have talked about it, but I have a vision when you say that for this victim survivor warrior program, if you will call it that. I don't know what that will be, but I know that it's on the horizon for us too. And that's partly just talking to some of the amazing people that we talk to. And sometimes people reach out, not for real estate, but maybe they relate to some part of our journey, and we can, you know, share with them, and that's amazing. And so what I've discovered is, you know, there are people that are victims of certain circumstances and unfortunately find themselves stuck in that victim place, and that's heartbreaking because they give up all their power in that place. And so even just to be able to move from there to more of a survivor, it's the same thing, same circumstances that you survived and overcome versus, you know, being a victim of it and then moving on beyond that to warrior, I feel like is using those circumstances to impact others. And again, I don't know what that looks like, but I do hope it's something that continues to evolve into a greater vision. And that's all as a result of this journey.
Yeah, that's awesome. And how do you, oh, go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, Dan's very much a relationship person, and especially in the marriage side of things and relationships between husbands and wives. And through this and through our journey and through the dark years, and, you know, made her even more passionate about that. And then on my side, I mean, I love people and relationships, but I'm more, you know, looking at just being real about the downsides, the dark times and everything in law enforcement. I've never been in military, but I think it kind of correlates. And it's interesting that in my dark time, I was always trained to eliminate the threat. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever that threat is, you eliminate that threat and make everything safe. And in my dark times, I personally viewed myself as a threat because I was hurting, you know, my family and my wife and all that stuff. And so it starts to become that, well, who's the threat or what's the threat in this situation? And all I could point at is myself. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's why suicide rates are high in law enforcement and military. And I'm just passionate about really just being real and being 100% honest about my dark times and things that, you know, I was always concerned about, well, are people going to judge me? Here's the real thing. And I just feel like being real and sharing with people can be a very positive thing in life.
Yeah, you know, you have to. And I mean, you guys know that. I know it. But like you said, Jeff, and there's a lot of people out there that I think it's gotten better. You know, I've served many years in law enforcement, and it's definitely changed for the better since I was in, where I remember, you know, when I started, I mean, you never talked about your fears. You never talked about, you know, what you were going through. And maybe it's the same, and maybe it's still that way in some organizations. But speaking from my experience, it has gotten better, where now talking about your suffering or your dark times is not viewed so much as a weakness now. It's viewed as a strength, at least where I was at. And again, I can't speak for, you know, every organization out there, obviously, but I still think we have a long way to go. Yeah, and it's, You know, it's such a tough environment out there. And I can't imagine, Jeff, I mean, I don't know what your thoughts are. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to be a cop in this, you know, day and age. I mean, these men and women who are out there selflessly protecting, and to get the kind of crap they get, not by everybody, but in the media and social media, hats off to them. Bless them. Because I don't know if I could do it.
I agree. And I never thought I'd get to a day where I could say that. And, you know, in a second, I'd be out there at the side of my brothers and sisters if things were going down. But at the same time, I do feel for them. And is, you know, are things worth it? You take a really bad, violent person off the street right now, talking to a lot of my friends back where I came from, and the next day they're right back on the street because of how things have been changed. And I said, well, at what point is your life worth, you know, someone spending one night in jail? Mm-hmm. And it's very frustrating. But I give them so much respect that, that these people are still signing up to do it. And we need good men and women to do it. So.
Well, and that's what frightens me is that attrition rates are through the roof. It's very hard to recruit the right people for the job now. In some areas, you see lowering standards just to get somebody through the door, which I don't agree with. I'd rather go short than to have some dirtball that shouldn't be there. So I think we need to be careful with that too. And hopefully the pendulum will swing back around, and hopefully, you know, perceptions. I mean, there's always going to be negative perceptions about law enforcement. There always will. They always have, they always will, but I maybe the pendulum will, at least I hope and pray that it'll swing in more of a positive direction in the future. Now, what do you...
Go ahead, Jana. That we've got two boys, 13 and 15, and someone asked me recently, would you support their decision to go into law enforcement or the military? And, you know, in these times, that's a good question, and it's scary to think of what they would face out there, but I would still absolutely support that because I do believe it's a calling. And if that were something they were called to do, we'd 100% support it.
I agree. And I would do the same thing. My son is 18, and if he wanted to, he's a little young now, but if he wanted to, I would support him. Now, what I would tell my son is make sure, same in the military, any organization, make sure you're aligning yourself with the people that are going to lift you up, the people that are pumping you up, because Jeff, you know, brother, in an organization, I don't know how it was in your department, there's always those people that just hate to be there, hate doing their job, don't want to be there, life sucks, being a cop sucks, yada, yada, yada. And they're in every organization. And if my son wanted to do it, Zanna, absolutely, I'd support him, same with my daughters, but really seek out and align yourself with the positive role models in an organization.
Yeah, 100%.
In anything you do.
Yeah, in anything you do. In anything you do. Now, so for people out there listening, Zanna and Jeff, who you both are very entrepreneurial, you started Honor the Brave. What kind of, say somebody's out there listening and say, look, I want to start a business. I want to do this. These two did it. They're successful. I want to do it. What kind of advice would you give somebody out there who might be listening and saying, you know, I want to start a business. You guys did it.
You know, well, for us, I think definitely our journey too. It just put in perspective that so what? Take the leap. Life is short.
Yeah.
The worst that can happen is you fail, but it's not even really a failure if you learn something and can then apply that in a different way moving forward. So it's really just about, instead of what ifing it, it's why not go for it and take that chance.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you have to take chances. You know, it's like if you go build a boat, how are you going to test the boat in open seas to make sure it's seaworthy if you never leave the harbor? You know, you have to take that chance. Now, you know, it has to be calculated, well thought out, but I think so many people out there just want success to fall in their lap, and that's not how it works.
Exactly.
Even your overnight successes usually had a whole lot of falling down before they succeeded, you know?
Exactly. I always say, you know, Bill Gates didn't wake up one day and say, shit, I'm rich. I didn't do anything. I didn't fail. I didn't fail. I didn't fail at anything. No, he failed, 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 and got up again. Now, where can people find Honor the Brave, and how can they reach out to both of you if they want to?
We actually, our website is honorthebrave.com, and on that website, we have all of our information, our email, honestly, good or bad, our personal cell phone numbers, because we believe in telling people that, you know, whether we've met you or not, if you're going through hard times, you know, reach out. It's more than just real estate for us. It's really being there for anyone that's going through hard times or has questions about something. And obviously that, you know, our path to that is through real estate and giving back through that. Anyone can go to our website, onthebrave.com, and all of our information is on there.
Well, Zanna and Jeff Wolfgang, God bless you both. You guys are doing amazing work. Anything I can do for you? I know, Zanna, you've been in contact with my wife and her real estate, and we're just excited that we get to spread the message and do some work with Honor the Brave. But anything else we can do for you, please let me know.
I'm good. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it means the world to us. Thank you guys so much.
And I'm sure my wife will be in touch with you soon, Zanna.
I'm sure she will. And, you know, I want to make sure that people know we can only do what we are able to do because of amazing partners like Jennifer and others. I mean, that's the beauty of it. We're growing this amazing family with like values that share that passion to give back. And it's pretty awesome.
Exactly. And that's what's going to change, you know, at least I hope. I mean, like we talked about, there's a lot of good people out there that support law enforcement. But the more people hear about what you and Jeff are doing, Zanna, hopefully, you know, they'll be more vocal about the support for our brave men and women in uniform. So, again, bless you both. Thank you for both for coming on the show, and much success in the future.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.